Hello, this is Trent Gillis, the online editor for Speaking of Faith, with this week's SOF Extra. In this segment from Krista Tippett's new book, Speaking of Faith, Krista tells us how certain religious figures unsettled her political view of the world, as did the people her politics were designed to save.
I first met the original memoirist of the Holocaust, Elie Wiesel, in that vanished, divided Berlin. He survived the Nazi reign of terror, but his sister and father and 6 million other Jews succumbed. I had become a journalist by this time, schooled by some great New York Times reporters. Wiesel was visiting Berlin for the first time since the Holocaust as a guest of the German government. He had asked to meet with a group of young Germans. He was nervous about this meeting, and afterward, he was visibly shaken. Together with another journalist, I sat with Wiesel and his wife. "I had never before considered," he said, "that it could be as painful to be a child of those who ran the camps as a child of those who died in them." I was astonished that Wiesel, a victim of German genocide, was open to seeing the tragedy and resilience of the human spirit on every side of it. His words unsettled and moved me. They stirred conclusions I was struggling to articulate in that country with a tortured past and present. I was thoroughly caught up in the enduring strategic, geopolitical consequences of Germany's descent into Nazi terror. Yet through Elie Wiesel's eyes, goals like human redemption and healing, and not just retribution, economic rebuilding, and balances of power, also appeared urgent. I felt that Wiesel's words belonged on the front page of newspapers, that they should be shouted to the world. But I believed this had nothing to do with God. Wiesel's faith, as he wrote in Night, had been consumed forever by the flames of the ovens at Auschwitz. 2 decades would pass before I could speak with him again and be surprised again by his words. The voice of the Christian theologian, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, also broke into my thinking in those years. "There is no clearer voice of Christian theology formed by the tragedies and terrible mysteries of history than Bonhoeffer. A pastor and a pacifist, the son of a gracious German family, he became involved in the July 20th, 1944 plot to kill Hitler. He was executed in the German system of terror that Elie Wiesel survived." Before Bonhoeffer died, though, he brought weighty, creative, challenging theology into the world. In my radio life now, Bonhoeffer's name punctuates my conversations with wildly different people. I found that many others take solace and courage in a phrase of Bonhoeffer's that emboldened me even in the years in which I was defiantly not a religious person. He wrote from prison in 1944, "I'm still discovering, right up to this moment, that it is only by living completely in this world that one learns to have faith. I mean living unreservedly in life's duties, problems, successes and failures, experiences and perplexities. In so doing, we throw ourselves completely into the arms of God."
Krista Tippett, reading from her new book, Speaking of Faith. Information about Krista's book can be found on our website, speakingoffaith.org. In the coming weeks, look for unheard cuts from Krista's interview with Armenian Orthodox theologian Vigan Guroian and more bonus material from her book, Speaking of Faith.
American Public Media.